Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Across the line, Trent's watching him carefully. Here's a chance for Hayden, and shoots.
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant in Houghton, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in Hancock.
Lake Accounting, M26 Houghton.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the campus of Michigan Tech. Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. Superior Smiles in Hancock. Coca-Cola of Hancock. Kelly Jepson, your State Farm Insurance Agent of Houghton. And by Peterlin Distributing in Calumet. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Oh, we are ready to go. Michigan Tech Hockey unofficially kicking off this weekend in the intra-squad game Saturday night. Mel is in our studio. We are ready to talk Michigan Tech Hockey for the next 60 minutes. Get your questions in at any time, dj@themix93.com. We already have a few ready to go, and we'll do that later on this hour. Welcome back to the studio, Coach. Welcome back to a brand-new season, the 2015-2016 season. Just about upon us.
Yeah, we're ready, Dirk. I know our players are extremely ready. They want to get on with things a little bit. Anytime you have so many returners, you know, they're anxious to get going. So good to be with you. Anxious for another year. Was in a rink all weekend, lots of hockey talk. So I'm anxious and excited to start a new year.
You know, we were at the media day. It was a lot of fun. Picture day. Yeah. The lights went out. What exactly did you guys end up doing then? Because I obviously left before the picture was taken, the team picture.
Yeah, but last week we had picture day, and you know, we got a few pictures in, and right before we're ready to get the team picture and get going, the power goes out. So they had an issue on campus, and obviously we had no power, so the lighting was poor, but we managed to get a couple pictures in still. We opened the door at the far end of the rink and got some light in there, some natural light, and then after that, the guys just stayed out and skated a little bit, did a little conditioning, because obviously it was dangerous for the goaltenders. We were going to try and do a little bit of practice because there's some auxiliary safety lights on, emergency lights,
sure.
But it was too dark. So anyway, I just hope that's not a sign of things to come.
No,
but,
no.
We're going to have a lot of power this year. I mean, I like our forwards and a lot of things. But that was a unique day. So a little adversity. It gave me a good chance to talk to our team about adversity. And we're going to have some adversity as the year goes forward. But when that happened and we were down, we talked about adversity a little bit. And it's not actually the adversity itself that comes along or the event that comes along. It's how you handle it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a great opportunity for me. Someone was looking upon us and said, hey, this would be a good chance for Coach to talk a little bit about adversity and how you deal with it and what goes on from there.
Well, so it was very strange for me because I talked to all the guys during media day. Briefly, we do our intros. And to have just three new guys to really meet and get to know a little bit, it was neat. At the same time, you could concentrate a little bit more on those three guys, and then you have all these the other guys that are redshirted that are coming back that didn't see any action, that they are so excited to get this season going.
Well, they really are, and it is unique to only have three players in a class. You have to be careful in recruiting because somewhere down the line, you might only have three guys again, or don't have the you want to bring in more people than you maybe have the scholarship money for. So it's unique. That's probably the smallest class I think I've ever been associated with my 30-some years, 33 years of college hockey. So it is unique, but they're enjoying themselves, and they're all good people, and they're good players. Watching them on the ice, we've had limited practice time, but just seeing them out there, they're going to add something to our team. So
is it tougher for those three guys that they're the only new guys on the team? We don't have a big six or seven class freshman class in here to kind of be able to get together as a gang. It's these three guys against everybody else, and not that it's against, but you know what I'm talking about.
Well, they'll be thicker than thieves, those three guys, by the end of the year, but because they're gonna have to look out for each other and hang with each other, and so far so good. So I think the beauty of only having so many less freshmen than normal is they don't have to come in and lead your team. At some point, usually you bring a big class in, or when you have a change in program, the young people have to come in and maybe play some roles they're not used to or not ready to play yet. This way they can come in, they're pieces to the puzzle. We can slot them with, how'd you like to come in and be able to play with an Alex Patan or a Tyler Hainan or a Mike Neville? you know, the pressure's off you a little bit. You can come in and find your way, and you have more time. You don't have to come in and lead the team, and that's where we are with our program. We built it to this point, so they can come in and be a piece of the puzzle. Now, having said that, could Jake Lucchini lead our team in scoring? Absolutely. He's a really good hockey player. So, but there's not that pressure to have to come in. I remember in North Dakota, we're playing against, I think, Brock Nelson and Danny Christo and, you know, Corbin Knight. I mean, just, you know, veteran players, and we have Alex Patan and Drew Chara and yeah. going up against them head-to-head, and they did fine. Yeah. But we're past that now, so it takes a little bit of pressure off those freshmen.
Well, the freshmen that we're talking about, Brett Boeing, Jake Jackson, and Jake Lucchini, and I guess you got to throw Dane Burks in there because he wasn't allowed to really practice right. with the team a whole right. lot, and I consider him a new face even though he's sure. been around. And he just looks, you know, just looking at the guy, it looks like the determination on his face, I can't wait to watch him play.
Well, we talked about that the day the power went out. How'd you like to be Dane Burks?
Yeah.
You know, couldn't play all last year. You talk about adversity and whatnot. And, I mean, first half he couldn't practice with us. He had to practice on his own the first semester. Second semester he could practice, but he couldn't play. So he's a draft pick. He's a fourth-round draft pick by the Pittsburgh Penguins, and not many draft picks will do that. You know, a lot of kids will go back and play, you know, junior A hockey, major junior hockey, or sign and go play in the minors. But Dane really wanted to be here, and he is chomping at the bit to get going, and he looks good, really good. Now, he's going to have some struggles the first few games. It's going to take him a while to get into it, but just his skating, his puck touches, he's aggressive, he's got a great stick. I mean, I think he's going to be fantastic. So that defensive core is looking pretty darn good right now, and Dane's going to be a big part of that.
Absolutely. And going back to the other three freshmen who are all forwards, you have Boeing, Jackson, and Lucchini. You know, Boeing's a smaller guy, 5'9". I think that might be a little bit generous, too, with that. But
ask him. He's 6 feet.
Yeah, but he looks like he's solid as a rock. I mean, just...
Well, he is, and he's played a couple years in the USHL right. Hockey League, which is a fantastic league, and he's put up good numbers. He's had success at that level. Now, it doesn't guarantee you're going to step into college and have the same amount of success, but he's coming off a real good year in Dubuque on a good team where you have to show up every night and play hard. And he looks good. He's got an unbelievable stick. I think if people want to know or watch him, his hands, that's the first thing I really notice about him, and his hockey sense. He's got those two things going for him. Tremendous hands. He shoots to score. He's a goal scorer. He's one of those, like we always talk about, there's a lot of guys who just go down and they shoot. They don't, you know, they're not shooting really with that extra incentive to score, and Brett does that, and he's going to be a nice addition to our team.
Jake Jackson, good speed, right? I mean, that's
excellent speed. That's the first thing you'll notice about Jake. He's going to beat some guys to the outside, and he's a little deceptive, too, with that speed, so it doesn't maybe necessarily look like he's going that fast because he's a bigger guy. He's, you know, about solid 6 feet, 200 pounds, so he's got some power, I've noticed in practice a couple times already, the defenseman, you know, thinks he's got him. Next thing you know, with his speed, and then you throw on that power and strength, and when they turn to take him, they can't, it's just not going to stop him, you know. Jake's going to, you know, use that to his advantage this year, and he's going to have to and learn how to use his speed and whatnot and play strong. So, but he's coming off a real good year in Nanaimo in the BC Junior League.
Well,
he looks good.
He's up in BC, and he had some injuries too the last couple. Not so much last year, but maybe 2 years ago. I think he was fighting through some things.
He was fighting through, I think, a knee and then concussion and whatnot in Des Moines in the USHL, and lost his confidence a little bit. And it's a tough league to play in. It's you know, you have to go in there and really work hard and be strong, and I think he lost his confidence, went to the BC Junior League, played a little different style, it's a little more wide open, got his confidence back, and he looks good. He's like I said, all of our freshmen are going to contribute this year in a real good way.
And really quick, Jake Lucchini, another kid that's he's about 5'11 out there, and we can put the puck in the net too.
Well, he can. He top five in the league in scoring in the BC Junior League, and the thing you'll notice about Jake is his smile. He's missing his two front teeth. And so he's got a plate, but he never wears it. So I remember I was out on the golf course. I think I told you the story and went to greet him. And first thing, he's just got this huge smile on his face and missing the two chiclets there on the upper. But he's just a hockey player. And that's the thing you'll notice about him. He does everything well. There's, you know, maybe there's not one thing he does extremely well, but he does everything very well. And he's just a hockey player. He's a rink rat. He wants to be at the rink. He wants to be on the ice. He wants to play, and he wants to beat you. And I like that in Jake. And a fabulous kid. Happy to have him in our program. And then along with, you know, the guys we mentioned, we also have Mason Blacklock.
Who also losing some teach.